I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We are sailing in southern waters for our geoquiz today. Two large international cruise liners have been turned away from Argentina's southernmost port. We're looking for the name of the city in Tierra del Fuego. It's known as the southernmost city in the world. It looks right out on the Beagle Channel. Now, the cruise ships, the Adonia and the Star Princess, have been forced to sail on to their next port of call in Chile. The reason for the detour? Well, that's where the story gets interesting. Sue Bryant is contributing editor for Cruise Critic. Sue, what is the name, first of all, of this port in Argentina where these two huge liners were denied access?
It's the port of Ushuaia, and as you say, it's the southernmost city in the world.
Ushuaia, which is the answer to the geoquiz today. Now, you are in London, but I wonder what you've been hearing from passengers and crew aboard these two ships.
Well, really, yes. No secrets have been kept from the passengers. The fact is the ships both arrived in port this morning. Everyone was getting ready to go on their tours, and they were told that they were not allowed to dock and that they would have to go and move on to the next port. The Argentine government has refused to let them dock there.
So how did they get the news? How were they told?
They were told with announcements made by the captain or the cruise director on the ship.
Who said, sorry, we're going to the next port and forgetting this one?
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, there's nothing else they can do in a situation like that. It's one of our members is on Star Princess at the moment, and I shall tell you what they've said. At 7 a.m. this morning, the captain announced we were being denied entry to Ushuaia, along with P&O's Adonia, because both ships had come from the Falklands.
Okay, so that's the backstory to it. Both ships had come immediately from the Falkland Islands. The Falkland Islands are still British overseas territories. There is, though, an ongoing sovereignty dispute. This harkens back to the brief war in 1982 over the Falklands between Argentina and Britain. So what is wrong with these cruise ships that are coming in with people presumably who just want to dance and dine and have a great time, landing in Argentina?
Well, you'd think there's nothing wrong, but it's a spat between the two countries, and it's a way of them getting at each other, really. There was a situation in January when Star Princess was denied entry in the Falklands. The reason given was that the ship had norovirus, the winter vomiting bug, on board, but the reality is it had hardly any. The belief is that there were Argentine passengers on the ship, which is why they wouldn't let it in. So now, Argentina's getting back at Britain by not letting in ships that have got Brits on board.
How much of a disruption is this for the passengers?
Yeah, we're talking about more than 3,000 people who've been inconvenienced. And Ushuaia is a highlight of these cruises because it is the southernmost city in the world. The next stop, if you head south, is Antarctica. And it's also an area of huge natural beauty. It's where they go to see the Tierra del Fuego National Park. So, yes, it's annoying for people because it's a long way to go and it's expensive for them to go all the way to South America. So having a port like that cancelled is upsetting.
Is this the kind of thing that folks in the cruise industry are going to be feeling a pinch on if word gets out among cruise lovers that one of the most popular ports is going to be beyond their reach, possibly?
Yeah, it's hard to say, really. I mean, ports are missed all the time by ships for one reason or another. There could be a hurricane, or there could be a strike or something in the port. So experienced cruise passengers are, you know, they're not that shocked if a port is missed, although they're annoyed. But the problem could arise that if the conflict gets worse, when this season starts again in November this year, which is the busiest time for the Falklands, if it hasn't been resolved by then, ships just won't be able to go to the Falklands if it means they're not going to be allowed into Argentine ports after they've been there. And that will cause huge damage. I mean, the Falklands depends heavily on cruise tourism. It's the way most visitors arrive on a cruise ship.
Sue Bryant writes for the cruise ship travel website Cruise Critic. Nice to talk to you.